Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell scores. Myatt scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to third. Lutsk moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jacobson scores. Lutsk moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Myatt. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Rommel moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Rommel scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Lutsk moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rommel. Lutsk scores. Buckeye moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to third for the out. Summa moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lutsk hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson strikes out. There goes Buckeye. The throw from Perkins to Boley, and Buckeye is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Summa trying to get to home. Cobb throws the ball into Perkins who tags Summa who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Walt French. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buckeye, and towards Lutsk, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Boley moves to second. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Galloway scores. Boley scores. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Lamar now playing left field. Lefty Grove now pitching. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grove. Jameson moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jameson scores. Spurgeon scores. Summa moves all the way to home. 3 runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-6, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hale bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.